With more than $11 billion in reserves, the state is looking for another good year as far as having money to spend. But don't look for more big spending next year. Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin this morning released the most recent revenue forecast, showing an expected revenue of $5.4 billion in the current fiscal year and $5.7 billion available for the budgets the governor will give the legislature on the 15th of this month. He says Alaska is in the strongest financial position in its history.
The forecast for revenues for the foreseeable future is strong and stable. That said, because of our reliance on oil, which has a history of volatility in prices, we must maintain a conservative financial philosophy.
The forecasts are mostly based on the expected price of oil, which is directly linked to national and world economic conditions. The department's economists predict that the annual average of price of a barrel of oil for the current year, which ends at the end of June 2011, will be $77.96. For the following fiscal year, they expect oil to average $82.67. Oil this morning was trading at $87.80 a barrel. Galvin says oil production will drop slightly in the coming year, but will begin to trend higher in 2012 because of new fields expected to come online. He credits the oil tax passed by the legislature in 2006 for the strong economic returns.
Probably the biggest change would be the passage of ACES and the timing of that to coincide with the increase in the oil price. And the state basically taking the opportunity to get a fair share of the revenue that's being generated by that oil production, while also putting in place a system that encourages investment. So we've seen both state revenue increasing and the investment in oil and gas exploration and development increasing as well.
Galvin would not discuss the possible effects of Governor Parnell's campaign statements that the oil and gas tax might need to be changed this year to encourage yet more investment. Galvin is leaving his revenue position when the new Parnell administration takes over next Monday.